Welcome to the weekend and this edition of the Florida Roundtable. I'm Bill Mick. You can catch up with me and our Florida Roundtable podcasts at BillMick.com. This weekend, the second in a series of shows about artificial intelligence. Last week, we explored the dangers and the cautions regarding AI. Next week, we'll take a look at the legal ramifications of artificial intelligence. And this week, it's AI in education, a positive use of AI for the benefit of our kids. Joining us, the founder of Alpha Schools, Mackenzie Price, a mom who, frustrated with the state of education, took actions to make change for the betterment of her kids and ours. AI in education, this weekend on the Florida Roundtable from the Florida News Network.
On the road, there's a thin line between safety and tragedy. Don't cross it. When you see flashing lights on any emergency, service, utility, or disabled vehicle, move over a lane or slow down to 20 miles an hour below the posted speed limit. Give law enforcement, first responders, and service professionals the space needed to do their jobs. Help protect those who protect us. Move over or slow down for emergency lights. Move over, Florida. It's the law. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
If you recently lost health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Marcus when he lost his job. And Keisha when she turned 26 and lost her parents' insurance. And Elena when she went off Medicaid. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
Living with a body of water right outside your home sounds delightful until these boogers start showing up. Mosquitoes aren't just annoying. They can carry deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. But with Summit Mosquito Dunks, you can have your pond without all the worry. Simply drop a Summit Mosquito Dunk into standing water and kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Mosquito Dunks are harmless to people, pets, fish, and wildlife. So it's just that stop hanging around. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Glad you're with us this weekend on the Florida Roundtable from the Florida News Network. A series of shows on artificial intelligence, its impact on society, the dangers, the legal ramifications will be part of the conversation next week. But this week, let's take a look at some of the positives. Join us on the show, as we told you, Mackenzie Price, who has developed an education program that's going to help not just her kids, but everybody's kids. Mackenzie, welcome to the Roundtable. Good to have you along today.
Bill, thank you so much for having me. I love talking about education because I think it is the most important thing that we can do, literally for our society. And education is ripe for disruption, and AI has been a huge part of that, and it is a very bright future. I will tell you, there's no better time in life to be a five-year-old than right now.
That sounds exciting. I'm a tech guy who is untechnical. I love it, but I want Star Trek computers. I want to talk to them, and I want them to handle whatever I need them to handle. I don't think we're quite there yet, but it seems to be around the corner.
Well, you know, it is, and I will tell you what I basically think is that artificial intelligence is allowing us to raise human intelligence, and we are seeing that at the schools that I've created around the country, that we are enabling kids to not only succeed academically, which has been a huge problem in our country, and it's only gotten worse in the last several years, but to also have time to develop life skills, which are those critical skills that people are going to need to be able to succeed in this new world.
You sound like one of my very dear friends. I would assume that you're familiar with Moms for Liberty.
A little bit, yes.
They're one of their co-founders, Tina Deskovich, a dear friend from here on Florida's Space Coast, who has been instrumental in what they're doing in education. In 4 short years, they've just done an amazing job. Are you an educator by trade? Is that what you were doing?
You know, Bill, I am not. What I am is a mom, really, first and foremost. I am a mother. I have two daughters. And when it was time for them to go to school, my husband and I chose to send them to our local public school district, which happens to be probably the best school district in the state of Texas. I live in Austin. And this was, you know, a dozen years ago. What I quickly found was that my daughters were getting frustrated with the lack of ability to kind of provide any sort of personalization. And this starts, Bill, back in kindergarten. It was like, you know, a teacher's got, you know, 20 plus kids to be able to, you know, wrangle and then figure out where does each of those kids kind of lie in what they know, what don't they know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there was just a lot of challenges with being able to, you know, personalize education for each kid. And when my oldest daughter was in second grade, we were having a conversation one day and she said, "Oh, Mom, I don't want to go to school tomorrow." And I said, "What do you mean you love school?" And she said, "School is so boring." And I just had this epitome of like, oh my goodness, we cannot make kids sit for 12 years as their career of school and be bored. They should be excited. In fact, did you know that kids' most enthusiasm for school, can you guess what year it is?
Their senior year when they graduate.
Well, you're close. It's actually their year of kindergarten. When kids come into our school system, they are so excited. They're curious. They're passionate. They're wanting to explore.
Sure.
And then enthusiasm goes down year after year after year until their junior year of high school, and they finally start to see a way out. And that's just not what we should have. And so for me, I realized, okay, something's got to change. And it wasn't about going to a private school or moving to a different public school. It was really about the model. It was the teacher in front of the classroom, one teacher teaching the 20 plus kids that was broken. And so 11 years ago, I decided to start my own school. I started my first school in Austin, and now that's expanded to 8 schools and counting. And we're also doing charter schools. And so it's really exciting. And all of that is based on the belief that we can allow our teachers to provide personal, basically personalized education for each and every single one of their students, if we allow technology to help implement that personalized education plan.
I hit an incorrect button, so we're picking up the recording. You founded Alpha Schools, and you've got them where, in Texas? Understand you've got some influence here in Florida as well.
Yeah, I do. Alpha School is our flagship school, and we have Alphas located in Austin and Brownsville, Texas, and mm-hmm. we opened an Alpha School in Miami, Florida. And then we're also going to be launching in Tampa, Palm Beach, and Orlando next fall.
And we'll look forward to it. We'll be back with more in a moment.
On the road, there's a thin line between safety and tragedy. Don't cross it. When you see flashing lights on any emergency, service, utility, or disabled vehicle, move over a lane or slow down to 20 miles an hour below the posted speed limit. Give law enforcement, first responders, and service professionals the space needed to do their jobs. Help protect those who protect us. Move over or slow down for emergency lights. Move over, Florida. It's the law. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Now you can get generic Viagra shipped to your door for about $2 a pill. Get the same impact for less. Call Steel Man Pills now and get the same blue pill for about $2 a pill. Call now for the 50-pill special and save even more. Plus, get a free bonus.
800-621-4764. 800-621-4764. That's 800-621-4764.
Hello, I'm Hector Elizondo, Emmy Award-winning actor, and I want to talk to you about getting older. My body hurts, my joints ache, and sometimes I forget.
I forget that doing all your own scenes for a movie isn't always the best decision, especially when you're galloping side saddle down a countryside road on a horse named Archibello, who seems to have only one speed. Hi. And pulling on his reins only seems to encourage him to go even faster. So, of course, my body hurts and my joints ache, but it's not because of my age. It's because I'm living my life. Oh, Archibello!
Don't let life pass you by. Take care of your brain health. It may just help you stay on top of your game.
As soon as this scene wraps, I'm going to kiss the ground, thank Archibello for his outstanding performance, feed him a carrot, and visit brainhealth.gov.
Find out how you can make the most of your brain as you age at brainhealth.gov.
Glad you're with us as the Florida Roundtable continues this weekend. I'm Bill Mick. Mackenzie Price is our guest. AI in education, and Mackenzie has developed this at several schools that she's now founded across the country, including what she's calling a two-hour learning model for these schools where AI seems to help out. Mackenzie, let's finish rounding out your background. It's more extensive than I originally thought. You've got multiple schools you've founded and a learning program that's a part of what you're using here. Tell me more.
Yeah, we do. Well, when I first started a school in 2014, I knew that we could use adaptive app technology to be able to allow students to go at their own pace and receive the level of material that was right for them. And as a result, you know, homeschool parents have known this for a long time. It does not take all day of sitting in class in order to get your math and reading and science and history classes done. So I knew that was possible. And then I knew what we could do is allow the adults that are working with our students, which, by the way, teachers are the heroes of our society, right? They are underpaid, they're overworked, and they're underappreciated. And I wanted to make that role noble again. I wanted to allow teachers to spend time doing what really they do best, which is connecting with students and providing motivational and emotional support. And then, of course, the other thing, Bill, is when I mentioned that, you know, it only takes 2 hours in our academic model for kids to learn, you know, parents are like, no, don't send them home after 2 hours. What do we do, right? What do we do the rest of the day? And it's the rest of the day that's really unlocked motivation for our students, which is we provide the rest of the afternoon as an opportunity for them to figure out their intersection of their passions and their talents, as well as develop critical life skills. And we do that through life skills workshops that our teachers run and facilitate. And during these workshops, they're learning things like public speaking and financial literacy, teamwork, grit, all of those things that really help people become successful when they go out in the real world. And that in the traditional model of education, there's just not time to focus on. And so that's kind of been the beauty of our model. And I started with my first school in 2014, and that's expanded to a variety of schools. And these schools are actually a little bit based on what student interests are. So for example, I have a sports academy where in the afternoons, our kids are able to go focus on, you know, agility training and playing flag football and basketball and baseball, but also do things like exercises where they're learning financial literacy by negotiating their NIL contract and then writing the press release announcing their affiliation with a team, giving a post-game interview, designing their Nike ad campaign. When we can take things that kids are interested in and then turn that into opportunities to develop life skills, that gets kids really exciting. And for us, I believe it's all about motivating kids and helping them realize that they are capable, right? That they can do anything. And so that happens in academics. It also happens in life skills development. And guess what? Our teachers love this work because they're finally empowered to have the time to focus on each and every one of their students. And we're delivering phenomenal academic results.
A couple of questions come to mind. Number one is not a question. It's a hope that you've trained a student who's going to reverse the damage to college football. Number two, are you getting any interest from the education establishment, from traditional public schools or anywhere else in what you're doing and how it can help them enhance what they're doing?
You know, that's the thing, Bill, is that people have been very scared about what does AI mean for, you know, this industry. And there's this narrative that says, oh, my gosh, is AI going to replace teachers? And the answer is a resounding no. Nobody can ever replace those dedicated human beings that are in the classroom working with children. But what we can do is we can transform the role of teachers by allowing technology to provide this personalized learning platform. And then again, them spend their time focused on kids. And so as soon as people learn a little bit more about this model of education that I've proposed and then see our results, they get really excited. But what I've seen so far is that, you know, public school administrators have learned about it. It just seems a little too scary. Like, how would we switch the whole model of the day? But I will tell you, Bill, if I were put in charge of, you know, the Department of Education for K through 12 in the United States, and you said, Mackenzie, let's change education, I believe we could do it. Here's how I would propose it. We can use this personalized technology to allow the academics to be delivered in the morning. And then in the afternoon, public schools already have the magic formula for helping kids get excited. Let's have them go do sports, have them go do performing arts, have them be part of band or debate team. They could do all of that in the afternoons instead of waiting till four. And guess what else they have? They've already got those incredible teachers and coaches, that football coach, that baseball coach who, you know, every adult says there was some coach that changed their lives.
Absolutely.
Right?
I've got several. Yeah.
And you've got several. And so there are people in our public school administration and system that are perfectly primed to be able to focus their attention on this. The challenge, again, is our teachers are so overburdened with the academic, you know, aspect of trying to meet kids. And that's one of the things that's really great about this personalized learning thing, is that we can meet students wherever they are. I can take a student who comes in the 10th percentile of learning and help that child receive the level of material that they need at the correct pace. I can also help that kid who's a, you know, super advanced and sitting in normal class just bored to death. Mm-hmm. I can help that kid as well. And so the beauty of this technology is that we can raise the floor and blow the ceiling off of what is possible when it comes to academics. And here's another thing, Bill, that I've always believed. Competence leads to confidence. Yep. If a child actually understands the math that they're learning, they suddenly say, gosh, I kind of like math, right? Or versus, I don't know if you were like me, Bill, but I was one of those kids who fell off a math cliff in about ninth grade. Where all of a sudden,
I went
like,
in the fifth. I know what you
understand.
Mean. I was gone in the
Did
fifth
you?
Grade.
Yeah,
yes.
It was. And here's the reason that happened to you and me, Bill. It happened because if you don't have the fundamental understanding of basic concepts, as math gets harder and harder, it requires that understanding. And if you don't have it, you don't understand what's going on. It's really hard to do algebra if your fractions are shaky. It's hard to know fractions if you can't quite remember your multiplication table. And in the traditional time-based education system, it's very easy for kids to get what we call knowledge holes, right? And that can be just because, you know, if a teacher explains a concept, you know, first of all, at the beginning of that explanation, there's kids in the class who already know it. So they're sitting bored. At the end of that explanation, there are kids who are like, I have no idea what this teacher was talking about. But either way, they move forward. And so the beauty of using artificial intelligence technology to be able to go in and understand what does a child know, what don't they know, and let's fill the holes for that child. That's why we see such incredible results. And I'll tell you, in Brownsville, Texas, you know, Brownsville's got one of the poorest cities in the country, right? It's a very tough place. We had students come into our Alpha School in Brownsville that were in the 34th percentile in math and reading. These were second grade students. Those same students in 1 year went to the 84th percentile and the 71st percentile wow. in math and reading in 1 year. And here's the beauty of this is we can actually make sure that this type of education is accessible for every single student. I would argue that education inequality is way bigger than wealth inequality, you know, in our country. And this is a way that we can help everybody across the board. So that was a very long-winded answer, which, as you said, is the public school, you know, system interested? I have not received a call from the new administration yet. I hope that
I hope
will.
You do, yeah.
And I would love, you know, the Department of Education to come in. I've got all kinds of ideas of what I would do if I was the Secretary of Education.
That's fantastic. You've triggered some memories for me, and I wonder if there's a correlation. In the mid-70s,
yeah, let's talk about those.
I was in junior high school. Eighth grade, they gave us an aptitude test, and they told us it was very important. It was going to help us shape, you know, shape our future and the like. Lo and behold, that aptitude test nailed me. Public service and athletics were what I was about. I was a policeman in real life before I got into radio. I see what I do now.
Thank you for your service.
Well, thank you. It's an extension, doing radio, of that public service. And I was fortunate enough to officiate both basketball and umpire baseball at very high levels and even going to minor league baseball and on the baseball side, state championship level basketball games when I was still doing basketball. So it nailed me. Does this AI model help you identify those things in these kids and help you focus on them?
Well, so what it does is it enables us to free up the time for our teachers to get to know students, right? And here's what I will say is that there are two things required to learn. about 10% of that magic solution is getting material at the right level and pace, but 90% is having a motivated student. If you don't have a motivated student, you can't even get out of the front gate, right? And so what it does instead is when we're able to free up time, then our teachers work with our students to go figure out what's that intersection of their passions and their talents, what gets them excited. So you, Bill, in our model, by the way, it's awesome that you guys had that aptitude test that kind of gave you a little bit of a directional compass to say what are you interested in. That's what our students are able to do. And they start, as early as kindergarten, but by the time our students are in middle school and high school, they're able to spend all of their afternoons exploring topics that they're interested in, figuring out what they're good at, and then going deep on that. And in the traditional education model, kids are so busy, right? They've got hours of sitting in class a day, plus homework at night, plus they're trying to fit in an extracurricular activity or two, not to mention trying to see their family or a girlfriend or boyfriend or something, right? That's sure. Very challenging. And so what we've been able to do is use technology to free up the day to allow humans to do this. And so that's one of the things that, again, people are so nervous that AI is this cold robotic thing that's going to take out any sort of human element. But it's people being able to connect with students. So for example, our students get one-on-one time with their teachers every single week where the whole goal is to talk about things that the student is interested in or where they're feeling challenged. Our teachers don't spend time lecturing to them. They ask questions. Hey, what is exciting to you right now? What are you pursuing? What are you interested in? And that could be everything from, hey, I love writing and I want to try publishing a book. Do you think I could do that? Well, guess what? One of our sixth grade students 2 weeks ago published her first book because she had time to be able to go pursue that. She had the expertise of learning how to be a good writer, and she had support in the form of our teachers saying, hey, I know you can do this. Let's work on this together. And those are kind of some of the things that can be done. I will say fundamentally, I have a belief that kids are limitless, and the job of a school is to provide an environment that unlocks that potential. And that's something we should do. And, Bill, you and I had a little bit of opposite experience growing up. I felt like I went through school and I never really got a chance to figure out what do I really enjoy? What do I want to do? I was one of those students who was committed to being a good student. I knew how to play the grade game well, but I never really saw the application. And so we have a bright future when we can allow kids time to pursue their interests.
AI and education. And we continue with Mackenzie Price here on the Florida Roundtable from the Florida News Network in just moments. Maybe we need to recognize this and explore this tool.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-410-6385. 800-410-6385. 800-410-6385. That's 800-410-6385.
Man, it is a beautiful day to fish.
Here's your life jacket.
You know I can swim, right?
So could a lot of people who died falling overboard.
Come on, I'm not a kid.
Fatalities are often men over 30.
It's too hot to wear one.
These new ones are
They're happy. Ooh, I got one!
Glad you wore the life jacket.
Okay, yes.
Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission reminds you to wear your life jacket. Visit wearitflorida.com. Wear it, Florida.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. Growing up with a brother with autism, Sarah Crump witnessed firsthand how kids with disabilities felt left out by their peers. It's why at the age of 15, Sarah approached her cheerleading coach with an idea to include girls with disabilities on her school's cheer team. Well, what started out as an inclusive high school cheer team in a small town in Iowa has led to what is now known as Sparkle Effect, a thriving nonprofit with over 180 cheer teams across the United States, bringing students with and without disabilities together through cheerleading. The result? More confidence, higher grades, and better school attendance for kids with disabilities. And for those without a disability, new friends and a greater empathy. You want to learn more? Well, visit disabilitycampaign.org, where we have posted a link to the fabulous work known as the Sparkle Effect.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Imagine. Imagine being denied an apartment because of your religion, or your race, or because you have children, or a disability.
It's so wrong.
Yes, but who has the power to stop this?
You do. Each of us has the power. The law is on your side. It's illegal for landlords to discriminate because of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, or familial status. If you suspect that you have experienced housing discrimination, file a complaint with HUD immediately so we can investigate it. Fair housing is your right.
Use it.
To learn more, visit hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Or call 1-800-669-9777. 1-800-669-9777. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Bill Mick back with Mackenzie Price on the Florida Roundtable as we explore artificial intelligence in the classroom, enhancing education and unleashing the potential of these kids, which is, it sounds amazing, Mackenzie. And I want to go back to that for just a second, because like the firearms debate in the country, wherever you go, the debate over AI is, this is dangerous, it's going to hurt people, we've got to lock it down, we've got to do something. On the other hand, it's a tool, and I see it as a tool, the way you're describing it, to be used, but to be used wisely. Go ahead and explain to me how you see that part of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the train has left the station when it comes to AI kind of being out. And so what's really important is we need to teach really everybody, but certainly our young generation, how to use AI as a tool that can give them superpowers. It is no longer all just about the three R's of reading, writing, and arithmetic. It's now about the four C's. It's critical thinking, communication, collaboration, and creativity, right? So we want to develop in our students those skills so that they can take whatever they do and transform their jobs. And here's the beauty of that. We start that right away with our students. We teach our students that AI tools are not a tool for cheating. Don't have it write your paper. But what you can do is it can be an expert tutor. It can be also an expert feedback provider, right? So for example, our third and fourth grade students at our Alpha School build businesses. And one of the things they learn to do is create business plans. So those students will create their business plans, and then they will prompt a ChatGPT model to give feedback on their business plan. And when you've got a nine-year-old who is learning, hey, not only the intricacies of here's my business that I'm gonna start, here's the business plan that I'm creating, but then being able to get feedback on here's what might make this more compelling, try again. And then they iterate on that. One of the qualities that we see in our students is that they never look at their first piece of work as their final piece of work, because they always know when you have a mastery mindset, there's always ways to improve. So when they're writing their papers, they're able to take those papers and then get feedback from an AI tool and then make edits and changes. In traditional school, teachers will give a grade to a student. You know, here's the grade on your paper, and maybe they have the comments. And oftentimes kids kind of say, whatever that grade's done, I'm moving on.
Sure.
In our system, we've been able to allow for this mastery-based education where kids are kind of pursuing that. But I'll give you another example. Public speaking. Now, Bill, you and I probably don't have this fear, but public speaking is like adults' number one fear, right? And so we tackle that early on. We have our students start by, you know, doing public speaking, and they use a tool called ORI, which is an AI tool that can measure their intonation, the number of filler words that they've had, their positivity, what they've done. And it's a way less intimidating way of practicing your public speaking. So for example, we just did this with a group of elementary students where they were to tell a personally engaging story about themselves. So they were writing a script and a story about this personally engaging thing. They first used ORI to give them feedback. Then we sent them to our local Humane Society. And this is kind of a crazy thing, Bill. Did you know that cats that are read to are better adopted than cats that aren't? So our students went to our local Humane Society and they practiced their speeches in front of the cats, which is a very, well, unintimidating audience, probably more intimidating than a dog audience, but not intimidating. And then eventually they started practicing their stories in front of their classmates. And that all culminated about a month ago. Our students flew to New York City and did an open mic night, a public open mic night. And when you've got kids who are fifth graders and sixth graders, some of whom start out terrified at the idea of public speaking, that are now performing on a stage in New York City, that's something. And AI tools help them gain the confidence and the skills to be able to do that well. And that's just the beginning. The other thing that's really exciting, you know, we can use AI to help with art, right? Kids have realized that the better their input is of the art that they're working, the cooler the output can be with AI. And those are some of the skills that we want our kids to understand how to do this. When we get to the high school level, this allows students to be building huge businesses where they're coding apps, right, that they could do, and they're doing that. So we've got students who are making, you know, thousands of dollars a month from apps that they coded using the help of AI. And it's allowed them to really extend their creativity. So again, I think people that are listening and nervous about, gosh, what does AI in education mean? Like I said, there's never been a more exciting time to be a five-year-old, because these students can be very, very well educated, which, by the way, to be a great critical thinker, you have to have knowledge in your brain. And then they'll be skilled to use these AI tools to do huge, incredible things.
To impart this to your students, and I'm envisioning a very different school day than anything I've experienced, you have to have teachers who are embracing this. And how long does it take you to get a teacher ready to do something like this?
You know what? We have found that teachers get so excited because, again, teaching in the traditional system is, I think, one of the hardest jobs in the world, right? They have literally been expected to take multiple students who show up into their class at wildly varying levels and try to, educate them in the curriculum that they have to do. That's only gotten harder after COVID, Bill, because we had so many kids who had so many gaps in knowledge. How a fifth grade teacher is supposed to take a fifth grader who maybe doesn't know fourth grade, some third grade, could be second grade knowledge, and try to catch them up plus teach fifth grade? It's like giving them a bucket with holes in it and saying, please empty the ocean, right? It's just impossible.
Sure.
So what we found is that people who come to our schools from a traditional teaching background are so excited. They feel like they've died and gone to heaven. But the other thing that's happened is we've been able to unlock this new group of people who say, I wouldn't want to work in a traditional school. I wouldn't want to do that. But what I would like to do is have the ability to focus on motivating young people and not worry about teaching a kid how to carry the one in math or what the Pythagorean theorem is, right? Sure. Instead do that. So it's opened this up. The other thing I will tell you, I fundamentally believe, is that teachers should be paid better, right? They need to be paid more. And so that is a fundamental commitment that we have across all of our schools, that we pay our teachers six figures, right? Because again, let's make teaching a noble profession again, that attracts phenomenally talented people that are excited about getting up every day and going to their job. You know, because the other problem is, you know, the teaching industry, people are leaving that field in droves.
Mm-hmm.
Traditional education is in shambles, partly because they can't find the talent who says, I want to go do this. And so I think the future of education is much rosier for the adults that are working in our classrooms, as well as the students. And we're going to see that in the results that we're getting. And so, you know, as part of what I'm doing, Alpha Schools are the schools that are in the Florida area. And have expanded. We've got other schools too, but I'm also working on charter schools so that we can make these accessible and provide places with free tuition, right? And I do believe there are ways that this can be easily incorporated into a larger education setting.
I was going to ask you, the funding mechanism for what you do, is it tuition-based? Your students' parents, their families pay tuition? Do you have grants that help you establish this? How are you expanding it, and how's it working?
Yeah, so currently I have had private schools. As I mentioned, when I first started this a dozen years ago, I figured I would just try building my own distribution system. Like, let me make sure this is successful and works, that we're delivering. For us, the three commitments that we have at our schools is that kids will, one, love school. And actually, Bill, this is an interesting stat. Every 6 weeks, we survey our students. Do you love school? Yes or no? The last time we did this, we had 96% of our students say they love school. But we take it even further than that. We then ask them, would you rather go to school or go on vacation? And guess what the numbers are for that? They're in the 60s.
Really?
The 60s. Yeah, I think it was 64% of our students in December said that they would rather go to school than go on vacation. Now, that's a high bar. But if you think about that, when we can take these young people and they say, I love being here, I love being challenged, that's great. So they love school. They learn twice as fast in 2 hours, and then they develop life skills. Those are kind of the commitments that we keep on there. Now, I've been doing this in a private school model, but again, I believe that this way of educating students using technology, which, by the way, isn't just me. I think this could be done, you know, through a lot of different models. There's a lot of different things that can happen on here. But I also do know that we want to get in public. So I'm very excited. We got approved for a virtual charter in Arizona. We're up for approval in Texas, Pennsylvania, and South Carolina, and we're working through many ways. Now, we did get denied by a few states as well, and so it's back to the drawing board for those states, but I think we can do it. The other thing is we have had, again, more public schools that we're working with to try to see, especially for those students that need intervention, that are really struggling. This is a great way, because really what it is, Bill, is we're providing one-to-one tutoring for a student. And we've known, learning science has known for 40 years that kids can learn 2, 5, 10 times faster if they have a one-to-one mastery-based tutor. So we're almost taking people back to the days of Aristotle and Plato, right?
So these teachers have the opportunity to spend that individual time with these kids, because the kids, they're self-motivated, they're working, and then the teacher has a little bit of time to say, here's where we're going, and I've got 15 seconds for you here.
Absolutely. Again, teachers can focus on motivating students and holding them to high standards. And when they do that, it works out phenomenally well.
And we're back in moments on the Roundtable.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast, and you won't stink.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-648-9174. 800-648-9174. That's 800-648-9174.
Looking for fun? Florida's transit connects to adventure. Whether it's a night out in the city, a concert, or a trip to the beach, Florida's transit network takes you straight to the action. Skip the hassle of parking and let transit be your ticket to fun. It's fast, affordable, and always on track. Next time you're heading out for a fun day or night, let transit get you there. With bus and rail options across the state, your next adventure is just a ride away. For easy access to fun all over Florida, visit transitconnectsflorida.com for schedules and routes.
Fresh Florida strawberries. First in the nation, hand-picked from the berry belt of Florida, these magnificent morsels are the holiday season's sweetest gift. Spectacular smoothies, tempting tiramisus, cupcakes, cheesecakes, or shortcakes, they're all long in flavor when Florida strawberries are in the mix. With sunshine in every bite, they turn any meal into a memorable moment. To see what Florida strawberries can do for you, visit freshfromflorida.com today.
Exciting times in education. That is, if you're listening to Mackenzie Phillips as we consider the
Mackenzie Phillips Price. Is a singer, right? Is she an artist?
I'm getting music going on in my head. Mackenzie Price, Mackenzie Phillips. There I go. She was an actress, right? Anyway, let's keep this thing going. As we look at this, kids getting excited about their education and with what's going on with them. You told us, you ask them if they love school, 96% say they do. School or vacation, 64% said I'd rather be at school. You said there was a third question you ask them regularly. What is it?
There is a third question. So what we ask our younger students, basically our like kindergarten through third grade students, we ask them this question: do you love your teacher? Right? Because again, it's all about the human connection in the classroom. And I will say the bar there, because our teachers are really phenomenal and experts at connecting and motivating these children. They say yes. But as kids get older, we make the question a little bit more complex that they need to think about. And what we say is every adult would say that they have one or two teachers that they feel like really impacted and changed their life. Do you believe your teacher is that person for you? And that is a high bar of a question, because again, we have all of our teachers in our schools. That is their primary job. It's not to deliver academic content. It is to motivate and inspire their kids and build that connection. And we get incredible results from that, because again, that's where the magic happens. And that's the beauty of what AI is enabled, is freedom for our teachers to spend time motivating and connecting with students. And that helps students become motivated to excel in their academics as well as in their interests and passion.
It sounds like an environment where students and teachers may want to go, which leads me to, if parents want to reach out to you and understand where your schools are in Florida, number one, or maybe how to start one where they are or get involved and engaged, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Absolutely. So if they go to 2hourlearning.com, 2hourlearning is the academic platform that provides this personalized experience, and it can be enjoyed in many forms. It's available for homeschool students. It's available for people who say, hey, I would like to start my own school and use this personalized platform as the academic model. Or if they're interested in going to one of our schools, 2hourlearning.com. The other thing that I have is I want people to learn more about this new way of education. So I have a podcast as well as a YouTube channel and an Instagram account that are called Future of Education. So if anyone who's out there listening is like, I'm curious about how all this works and what it is, we've got such interesting content. We do a lot of stuff focused on helping understand what the kids' experience is like in our schools, and that's at Future of Education. So 2hourlearning.com and Future of Education.
2hourlearning.com, the number two or the word?
The number two.
Very, very good. What about teachers who are thinking, I've got to try to implement this, or I have to try to find employment with this lady? Mackenzie, what do they do?
Yeah, well, so that's a big part of my audience is teachers and administrators who want to seek something better and want to get inspired. And they can do that via watching Future of Education. The other thing is, the beauty about this is we are rapidly expanding. So I'm always looking for phenomenal people who want to focus on motivation and working with our students. And so at 2hourlearning.com, they can also go and get connected to how they could do jobs. And we've got people who are working on the academic side of our platform. We've got people who are working with the kids day in and day out. We've got all kinds of opportunities because, again, the future of education is really exciting, Bill, and it's here now.
It sounds like it is. Now, I've got to ask you, because we've been covering this AI thing and we're going to cover it a little more here. Are there guardrails you're worried? Are there things you do caution your staff, your teachers about, and how to best be prepared to eliminate any problems that might come along?
Absolutely. It's a hugely important thing to be thoughtful about that. And there's a couple things I will say. First of all, our AI technology is not teaching the children. We're using adaptive app software that's based on K-8 Common Core And then in the high school level, it's based on advanced placement content. So it's the same curriculum that students are learning in another classroom environment. Now, I will say it's being delivered more objectively than it might be in a classroom environment,
sure,
you know, where you've got humans who are imparting that. But what our AI tutor does is it's really monitoring to understand if a child is efficiently learning and are they really learning well on that. And so our environment isn't doing is it's not providing, you know, let's say here, ChatGPT teach fifth grade math to these students, right? That is something that's not there, but it is kind of making sure, again, a kid is going efficiently through the path of education. And there's a lot of information that is on 2hourlearning.com that explains like, how does this work? Why does this work? What are the results and what's the experience like for the child and the parent? But it's a great tool and we have to make sure we have precautions.
Mackenzie Price is with us. We've got one segment to go and we continue on the Florida Roundtable in moments on the Florida News Network.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
Call 800-989-1647. 800-989-1647. That's 800-989-1647.
Great deals are now blooming at Quality Green Specialists. Featuring a wide variety of fancy trees, ornamentals, herbs, and flowers, including over 50 varieties of fruiting plants, with sustainable organic nursery products and top quality soil testing. Experience a world of beauty at Quality Green. Open 9 to 4 daily at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Online at qualitygreenspecialist.com. Quality Green Specialists, top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
Ah, the sun's out, the water's cool. It's a perfect day for boating.
What's that boat doing?
Perfect boating days can quickly turn into disasters when drugs and alcohol are involved. Don't let boating under the influence ruin your day. FWC officers have zero tolerance for impaired operators. If you're over the limit, you're under arrest. Learn more at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the FWC Division of Law Enforcement.
Want to feel better and live healthier? Florida's transit connects to health. Taking transit instead of driving can reduce stress, improve your well-being, and give you more time for the things you love. Whether you're walking to the bus stop or rail station, heading to your favorite park or gym, or making it to a doctor's appointment, transit keeps you moving and connected to your health. Take a deep breath, hop on, and let Florida's transit connect you to a healthier lifestyle. Visit transitconnectsflorida.com to learn more about routes and schedules that support your well-being.
Shortness of breath, patients confused, temp 102.
He just had an infection. What's going on?
He's becoming septic.
Antibiotics started. Bed ready, let's move him.
Infections can lead to a deadly chain reaction in your body called sepsis. Very quickly, sepsis can cause tissue damage, organ failure, and even death. If you know the risks, can spot the symptoms, and act fast, then you can get ahead of sepsis. Learn more at cdc.gov/sepsis.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
My son had a full-blown asthma attack. It came out of nowhere.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
I had a fever and these terrible headaches.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had Zika virus from a mosquito.
He had a reaction to cockroach allergens.
Threats to your health can come from unexpected places. Get the facts. Visit pestrule.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Wrapping up with a very exciting model of using AI in education this weekend on the Florida Roundtable. Mackenzie Price is with us. And Mackenzie, you've got kids who are excelling in education. They're putting these, they're getting the academics down. You're also working on them with life skills. Where do you want to see it go from here?
Yeah, well, I'd love to ask you, Bill, what do you think are those critical life skills that kids should have when they exit high school?
I think first and foremost, maybe because I'm in the radio business now, but communication. In any aspect of life, you've got to be able to communicate. You've got to be able to understand and articulate whatever is in front of you to negotiate it.
that is a huge component. I also think with communication, socialization is something. And I'll tell you, one of the workshops that our students are able to do in the afternoon, this is for our elementary students. We do a workshop called How to Be a Spy, right? It's this really fun workshop. But what we're really doing during that workshop is we're teaching how to read body language, how to make eye contact, how to engage in conversation with someone that you don't know, how to shake a hand well. Like, those are some of the skills that, you know, really are important to be able to go out and be successful in the world. And, you know, in traditional school, there's just not time to do that. And so kids are really excited because they're doing this cool spy thing, but then they're practicing these types of socialization skills, you know, public speaking, being able to communicate in a written form, not just know how to write a 5-paragraph essay, but know how to write a professional email, how to write a tweet, how to write a newsletter, right? Those are all critical skills that when we are able to free kids' time up and not have them sitting in class all day, working on those skills instead, that's magical. And that happens. Communication is a huge one. The other one that we find that families really want is financial literacy. They want students to be able to understand everything. And so, for example, in our schools, we have a school currency that starting in kindergarten, our students are able to earn currency for the work that they do. So not only are they learning to earn, they're also then learning how to spend because we have a school store. They learn how to invest, and they can invest in also real opportunities, as well as how to save and donate. Those 5 skills alone, if a student can graduate, understanding that aspect of financial literacy is a huge thing. And that's just, you know, the tip of the iceberg. We also have things like grit, teamwork, being able to receive feedback, being able to argue both sides of an argument. Those are the skills that we have been able to free up time to develop in our young people.
Tell me you didn't do this with your own school Bitcoin.
we do have the great currency, and it's really fun because, you know, some kids are really motivated by making money. And I just had a mother in Miami text me the other day, and she said, boy, my first grader loves earning this alpha currency. He is so fired up for that. And you know what? Some people do love making money, and it's great that they are tying that to academic excellence, right? And then again, when we're able to also incorporate the giving back to others, helping your community, right? Those are wonderful skills that are important to impart in our young people.
Sounds like you've really found a key to helping to motivate these kids, for them to love education and their teachers, and to pursue it and be successful in life. It sounds like a great model, Mackenzie.
Thank you so much. I am really excited, and I believe that we're going to impact millions of students.
Well, and it looks like you are well on the way. I appreciate you taking the time this week on the Florida Roundtable. Next week, we're going to take a look at AI and the legal ramifications thereof. If you need or want more information, though, about this amazing education opportunity, it is 2hourlearning.com. Mackenzie Price, pleasure getting to know you. Thanks for spending the time. Hope we get to talk again.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great day.
And we'll see you next weekend here on the Florida Roundtable from the Florida News Network.
You've been listening to the Florida Roundtable with Bill Mick on news and public affairs presentation of the Florida News Network. The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this station management, owners, or sponsors. For questions or concerns, contact Florida Roundtable at fnnonline.net.